All right, y'all, this is it. This is for all the big marbles, bucks, cojones, all that stuff that you want to call it. Super Bowl 58. This is your last chance to place bets for one of the greatest sports in American history. With that said, if you want to make a bet, you could do that with DraftKings Sportsbook. They have you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. Now, they say look up the money line right here. Let me check it out real quick. Right now, the San Francisco 49ers, their money line is negative 120. Kansas City Chiefs, plus 100. So pretty tight. We'll see. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code TRAP. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code TRAP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem?
Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restriction terms and responsible gambling resources.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Duck busting laughs, hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap your lap.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No, no.
Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Comedy Trap House.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. I am Manny Mayhem, your host for this evening or the day. With me, I got Cameron Miller, a.k.a. known as C. Millie, also as any new names now?
I haven't gone by C. Millie in years.
Oh no, not really? Mm. I don't know what you kids be doing. But it's a flood here in California, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to go down, apparently.
Flood warning.
Yep, we have to build the Manny Ark, Ark of Manny.
My mom been calling me about it all week. I said, I'll be fine. I can swim.
Yeah, I this first time I called my dad, and he was like, hey, you all right? And I was like, I just called you. Why are you asking me for mine? But, you know,
you don't call him. That's why he's like, hey, what the fuck? Yeah, you all right? No.
But he knew. It was like, yeah, I heard there's a flood or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, we good. We good.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. It started off on a rainy season, I guess, as every year. Or it's usually winter. But
I look tall. I've been looking at this ever since. I look tall on the video today. I look like I'm... If I stand up, I'm going to be way taller than you for some reason on this video.
I think it's because the camera is more shifted to you and panned away from me the way it is. But
okay.
But yeah, yeah, you look, you know,
tall. Also, have you ever done a body mass index?
I don't think I've ever done a body mass index.
So in the gym, they had the thing. They had this certain type of scale. You got to put your thumbs on it. You got to go barefoot. Take your, you know, no jackets or whatnot. And mm-hmm. It measures the body mass and body fat of your body, so you can track yourself.
Oh, okay.
So we did one on Sunday. Interesting, because the last time I did it was December. It keeps track of it too.
Yeah,
December
10th. Yeah.
And from then, and when we did it was February 4th, my muscle mass has gone up 2.5 from 79.1 to 81.6. And my body fat has gone down from 9.6 to 7.7, down 2.5. So it was like, progress. But this was makes it interesting. It breaks down your left arm, right arm, left leg, right leg, how much, you know, a percentage of the pounds and everything and everything is. But in the middle is your trunk. And I just want to say, get your trunk up. My trunk getting big out here. So
I was going to say, your dick?
Like, get your trunk up. All of this, your whole core, okay. Body, lower body. Get your trunk up. You messed me up
with the math at the beginning. So I was already kind of like, what is this nigga talking about? But
Muscle mass. So how much muscle you have versus body fat.
Right.
So I have 81.6 for basically muscle mass, but only 7.7% body fat.
Okay.
Now, Marvin's was crazy.
I've done the body fat test before, but I don't know if that's the same thing.
It's probably the same thing. Okay, you probably had the everything in there. It has your weight, muscle mass, and then your body fat percentage.
Yeah, I think
Marvin's, while I brought this up, Marvin's was crazy. His muscle mass was 95.5, and his body fat was 5.
Jesus,
I'm like, you're the perfect
Christ.
Human.
I don't know how he does. He just need to come out and just say he's on HGH right now. Just say it, boot
no,
cut.
He
There's
a trainer.
No way.
When your job is
There's
to be in the
gym. There's plenty of trainers ain't built like him. There's plenty of trainers not built like him.
Well, they ain't actually putting in the work.
That ain't true. There's plenty of people on earth that don't look like him.
Because you know most trainers, when they training you, they just telling you what to do. When Marvin's in the gym with us on Sunday, he's doing the exercises. He ain't just like, this how you do it. He's going through the whole circuit.
Nah,
so
man,
if you're working out that much, you should be 95% muscle mass,
older,
5% body fat.
And Marvin, the cool thing about him is he's inconspicuous about it. You wouldn't really know Marvin had like, you know, he was shredded or whatever until he takes off the shirt.
It depends what he wears.
Because if it's a party, you'll definitely see this nigga take off his shirt.
If it's music on and party, he a capital.
His shirt coming off.
But there's a certain clothes he wear. You can see, okay, this man got some size on the upper body. His legs are skinny. He ain't got no weight in the trunk.
That's what I'm saying. He has a slender build. Like you can't really tell. Like he just looked
broad
like,
though. He got like these show. Like when he
does,
you see it.
You see it, but only if you really like. If you looked at him when we did the trailer for something I won't say. We did a project. Remember the trailer for a movie, film or TV pilot project we did for him.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking
his.
About.
Okay, yeah, that's why his. I was confused. You said when we did a trailer.
No, what trailer did we do?
Yeah.
The outfits he have on is like you would never tell. He was just wearing standard like a polo or something with the just old jeans because it's supposed to be like 70s type of style, right? And he just looked like a regular, like you wouldn't tell that he's, you know, until you. That's why film does something different too.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell people when they take off their shirt, it's different than when, you know, you'll think you're in shape until you go on film. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on film, it's like, God damn, he matches a fucking Marvel character. So congrats to Marvin. We're going to have to keep a fly swatter around anytime we have a party. Keep your shirt on, nigga.
But as far as Black History Month, I have a clip I wanted to play. Somebody go to IG.
Oh.
Somebody, you was getting comfortable.
I was getting comfortable.
You was getting comfortable.
God damn, man, you ruined it.
Mine up top.
Okay.
Yeah, go up. Right there. So this dude does like history facts and whatnot. So I just wanted y'all to hear this quick fact for Black History Month about this athlete I never heard of that he said was the Michael Jordan of his time, called Major Taylor, which is a perfect athletic name.
That is pretty.
So let the people hear.
about that life. Described as having the popularity of Michael Jordan and the dominance of Serena Williams, Major Taylor was America's first black sports superstar. Yeah, he was really like that. In 1895, when Major Taylor heard that there was a local cycling race in Indianapolis with a grand prize of $300, bro knew he had to be a part. There was only one problem. It was a whites-only competition. But Major Taylor wasn't deterred. He believed that he could win, so he did what any competitor would do. He hid in the bushes, waited for the race to start, and joined once everyone took off. When he caught and passed the all-white racers, they realized that he was a black man, shouting threats and promising to run him off the track. But the problem is they couldn't catch my guy. Oh yeah, they were big mad. Either be mad or step your speed up. Major Taylor won that race so handily they couldn't help but give him the prize money. Yeah, that's that king behavior. Overcoming racism and constant harassment, Major Taylor went on to win event after event, establishing 7 world records, winning gold at the 1899 Cycling World Championships, and cementing his legacy in history forever. Major Taylor, rest in peace to a legend.
Shout out to Major Taylor, man.
See, those men right there are real bosses to me, because you got everything to lose, including your life, doing this stuff back then. And if they took your life, ain't nobody giving, you ain't getting no justice from it. Ain't nothing coming from it. So the bravery to even enter this race knowing it's whites only.
Yeah.
And when you win, you know they're going to be pissed. It's some brave shit, and it's to be applauded, because that's wild.
Can you imagine?
That's scary.
The amount of TikTok views that would have got back then if they had cameras. You know them niggas would have been in the bushes. Hey.
He would have been assassinated, hey,
Major,
man.
Make sure you take off right when they go. We're going to get this on TikTok right quick.
Be crazy. You know how many white women wanted him after that race?
Oh, my God. The white men were like, get that nigga off the goddamn field. And the white women were like,
my wife's getting milky.
She's getting milky.
My wife's getting milky up here.
She's getting milk. The devil's milk.
But oh, yeah, that's crazy. So that's positive Black History Month news.
Oh, we got some negative.
Oh, yeah,
too?
We got some negative. So like go up top. Go up top. Go okay. Keep going. Mm. Right there. So go up top. There. So the New York Times has coined Travis Kelce's fade the Travis Kelce. So they appropriated the ball fade that we've been getting forever, and now they're coining it the Travis Kelce hairdo. Why do they do this? Like when Kim K had braids, they were saying, you know, she was the trend for braids. Like they always shame us for our hairstyles and turn around and change when a white person that's successful does it. Doesn't make any sense.
I know exactly how it happened too. Some agent came up to him. Oh, that's a funky haircut. Travis, did anybody ever tell you that's unique? Travis,
ridiculous.
We should really get that out there. It'll help promote the business.
Ridiculous.
I think we can put your brand. We'll stamp it. That's a really unique haircut.
The Travis Kelce.
We'll call it the Travis Kelce. You'll like it. We'll make a couple of
$100,000. If any white man should have been give credit, if they were going to give a white man credit for a fade, it should have been John B.
John B.
At least he was in the black community
John
with
B.
it,
but
singing
R&B.
You got to
even take it back further, though.
Who?
Vanilla Ice.
I thought John B was before Vanilla Ice.
Nah.
He was after or around same time?
I don't know. I believe there was a white rapper before a white R&B singer. I don't know why that it is. Don't it just seem like there would be a white rapper before a white R&B singer?
Here's the thing. I rock with Van Winkle. That's Vanilla Ice.
I'm sorry. A white R&B singer even today is a little weird.
That is a little weird.
It's a little weird.
It is a little weird.
He's like, why is he grinding?
Well, it's not too weird these days. It's normal because, you know, the Justin Timberlakes, the Justin Biebers. Your name just got to be Justin if you want to sing and be
okay,
white.
Okay, the Justins
R&B.
Get it back.
But
John B is Justin B.
Yes. But I don't know.
Oh, my God. Have they been cloning this?
That's
nigga?
Funny. That's funny.
JB, JB, JB. What the fuck? They've been cloning white
and look,
R&B singers.
And when you look at Kelce, look how it's spelled. L-C-E, Vanilla Ice, Kelce. It's like, they just replaced the I
God.
With an L. You own to something.
We figured out something here.
J.B., John
They've
B.
They've been cloning
Kelce,
these high-top white men
ice,
that can
on,
dance
man.
And sing and play
look,
football
Look, it got a V in
years.
It, too. The first name got a V like Vanilla. Last name, Kelce, the L, if you turn that to an I, be Ice.
God damn it, man. We are
We done cracked the code.
This needs to be the next Indiana Jones movie right here.
I ain't gonna lie, that last Indiana Jones movie is trash.
Man. I mean, there's only like three it. In my head that exist.
But before I get distracted, Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
I was a huge Vanilla Ice fan as a kid because I love Ninja Turtles.
That first comment says that too. This is like a John B's punching the air somewhere.
That's funny. Because I was a huge Ninja Turtles fan. Right. You know, he was in that, you know, go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
That was my
favorite.
And then
when
shit.
I heard Ice Ice Baby, I begged my aunt to buy me that album just because of that single. And she did, luckily. And it was, I love that song to this day. Yeah. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new edition. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a hawk through Delhi and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn out the lights and now glow. Light up the stage. I run the mic like a vandal.
I thought that, I ain't gonna lie. As a kid, I thought it was trash. But the Ninja Turtle one? The Ninja Turtle one? I love Ninja. No, it was go Ninja, go Ninja, go, go Ninja. Go. I was like, if somebody remixed that shit today, that would be hard.
It's hard.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. I mean, because it really is just saying it's the brief go, nigga, go, nigga.
We cracking
all
the
code. What it is.
Yeah, because you know, go, nigga, at least, go, nigga, at least go. Out of all the Ninja Turtles, Raphael and Donatello was niggas. Those were black people.
Yeah.
Michelangelo and Leonardo were probably white, but Donatello and Raphael, they were black.
Yes.
Especially
absolutely.
Raphael.
Absolutely.
But Donatello was black too. He was just nerdy.
He was
Raphael
a nerdy
Raphael was, you know, just the wild boy.
Right.
So.
Well, they were green, so they weren't black, but they had some color to them. That's for the time. Yeah, yeah.
Master Splinter was definitely an old Japanese man.
Definitely. These are all, you know, God's creatures that don't, you know, burn in the sun. But anyway.
We cracked some codes right there, though. Don't sleep on what we just did
the
right
JB there. Conspiracy is real.
Uh-oh. We done did it. All right, another black history news. You said Killer Mike got arrested?
So yeah, back to the bad man. Side of I things. Don't know if you, Cam. You used to be such a fan of award shows.
Absolutely, not anymore.
Up until when we were like, what, you know, past college a little bit.
Yeah, it used to be good. Not anymore.
You don't feel that anymore.
Mm-mm.
Well, not they anymore. Had the Grammys last night, which is considered the creme de la creme of, you know, the music industry for awards. Mm. And there was a lot of black people this time. I think
over the Source Awards,
the Source Award, the BET Award, all that shit.
Over the Source Award.
Well, Killer Mike ended up winning 3 Grammys.
Okay,
best rapper, maybe best rap album, and whatever.
It
best
was
rap
a good
song,
album.
Something like it was a good was album. A good I did album. Hear, it, and it was amazing. Actually, some people say SZA should have won probably best. Album or
who
something.
Who was in the
know.
Category?
Cam, if you think I've watched it,
well,
you are
bring
sadly
it up,
mistaken,
you can't
my
bring
friend.
It up and not
I'm
tell
not bringing
me
it up for the points of
facts
awards.
For me
for
to
y'all
be able
that
to
want
to
talk about who won and you're happy for them, be happy, fine. But the point is, this man cleaned up at the award show and immediately after got arrested.
For what?
And they have pictures of him leaving a Grammy.
What
assault.
He got arrested for? Assault?
Yes.
On who?
Apparently, I don't know if it was security at the situation. Here goes the article right here. It says rapper Killer Mike arrested Grammys over altercation after 3
he
wins.
Happy and
he do look happy. Yeah, like he looked like what's that fat kid Teo?
Lil Terrio.
Yeah, he looked like.
I'll tell you what, his
grown
body
Lil
fat
Terrio.
Is not 5% like Marvin's.
No. I'm sure it's 3 times as much like his Grammys. Alright guys, you already know what time it is. The Super Bowl 58. Alright guys, you already know what time it is. Super Bowl 58 is right around the corner. And I think you can make a couple bets with DraftKings Sportsbooks. They have you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly. In bonus bets. Now, it says here that to look up some lines, that of course, there's only 2 left because it's the Super Bowl. All right. It says the 49ers, as far as the money line, are -120. And Kansas City Chiefs are +160. So, you know, this is a close call of a game. You know, I don't know what you're going to do, but the opportunity is there with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code TRAP. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code TRAP. The crown is yours, guys. That's a tag right there. Gambling problem?
Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restriction terms and responsible gambling resources.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hilarious. The Atlanta-based rapper and activist Killer Mike was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge at the Grammy Awards ceremony Sunday night, a stunning turn to one of the most fruitful events of his career after he took the stage three times collecting trophies for Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance, and Best Rap Album. Video footage appeared to show Killer Mike 48, whose real name is Michael Santiago Render. Is that really his name? Did you know that?
I knew his real name was Michael.
Santiago?
I knew Render, Michael Render. I didn't know about his middle name.
Is he really like Dominican or something? Handcuffed and escorted by police officers through the hallway in a Crypto.com arena in Los Angeles. Great promotion. In the video, he is heard saying, "Are you serious?" as he's taking further out of view. So this is the video right there. Damn, dog.
But who did he assault? Like, what happened?
Okay. Render was arrested after 4 p.m. following the physical altercation on the 700 block of Chick Hearn Court near the arena. Los Angeles police wrote on social media late Sunday he was taken by the LAPD Central Division. Okay, is it saying... Details of alleged allocation remain unclear. Police and representations. Okay, so they don't know, but it was some fight. Early in the evening, Render gave a short speech when he was best. Okay, we don't care about that. Yeah, so it doesn't exactly say, but he got into an altercation with somebody and ended up getting arrested.
So obviously someone said, "You didn't deserve to win that album." What? Got into a fight. That's all.
No,
I
no, no.
Think
I think it was before.
Oh, so it was like a warrant. He had a warrant then.
I believe somebody called just 4 p.m. following the physical altercation. So he had
earlier in the day.
In the day, yeah. So what happened was somebody got beat up, saw this nigga winning awards with ice on his head. Like, oh, hell nah. He ain't going to win an award and not get arrested after beating me up. And called the cops on him.
Damn.
And supposedly he was out by the, you know, he was out hours afterwards, I heard was the update, but yeah,
well,
man.
Well, I guess if there's any
sucks.
Day for you to get arrested and it wouldn't ruin your day is when you have the career highlight, because you're gonna be so happy, like, hey, whatever, I'm gonna be out in a couple hours.
I mean, I feel like, wouldn't that kind of ruin it though a little bit? I mean,
I don't know.
This is one of the
I
biggest
feel like
stages.
You're
right?
On such a high. Supposedly. I feel like you're on such a high. It's like, this ain't. I ain't gonna let this bring me down. I just won 3 Grammys. Fuck it, let's do it. Let me get out of here. Get me there so I can get out.
You don't think you would find it more ridiculous that you're being arrested right now after winning 3 Grammys?
If I beat somebody up, I'm like, it's my fault. I can't blame nobody else but me. It's my fault.
If it was a mutual combat situation, some dude said some shit,
I was involved, so it was like I put myself in this goddamn situation. Like, if I'm innocent, if I'm innocent, then I'm gonna be mad.
Right.
But if I knew I was in a fight or beat somebody, I'm like, damn.
I guess the reason I'm taking it is that I thought it sounds like it was just some shit between two people. He threw a punch, you threw a punch. Maybe there was some pushing or something.
That nigga called the police.
I don't know.
Maybe, he don't fight fair.
Unless he just got his ass whooped. And I don't know. I wasn't thinking it was anything that crazy. Maybe it was. Maybe Killer Mike hit somebody with a bottle and made a beat and made a beat and rap to it afterward. But yeah. Hopefully, you know, Killer Mike's a good dude. Dr. Umar Johnson.
It could have been a producer that maybe didn't think he got the credit he deserved on the album and confronted him before the Grammys and then fought him. And then you're like, oh, he don't want it. He don't want to pay me. Calling the police. Ruining his night.
Damn, man.
Could be that.
Do you think it would be the good idea to be a producer that just produced something for a 3-time Grammy Award winning producer? I mean, for a rapper.
Imagine if
and it, now you call the police on him. What is everybody else going to think?
But look, you ain't get paid because now it's going to go up even more after this. You not getting paid, that's going to piss you off. Because them streams, I went through the roof. Because a lot of people don't. I remember when Miguel first performed on the Grammys and did Adorn.
Mm-hmm.
On that night, so many white people were like, what's this song? Who's Miguel? His streaming went up crazy.
Mm.
So, you know, most of these people, like I seen Kai come out, was like, I don't know who this is, but congratulations to him. But he won over Travis Scott and da da da. Like, he didn't even know who Killer Mike was. And this man
is young.
So imagine how many people don't know Killer Mike. And went and listened to this album now that he won Album of the Year and 3 Grammys. So as a producer not getting my rightful credit or payment, I'd be upset because I know that money going up.
I'm not denying that. Hey, but we are completely speculating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This man made up a story about a producer.
I'm just trying to see what makes sense for fighting before the Grammys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, there could be a whole thing to it. We don't know.
Like, that one makes sense to me. Like, a nigga approach you because we all out here during the Grammys, all the music people. So I finally ran into you, and now it's on site. It's like Mark Curry and they was talking about. Mark Curry and Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
When he approached them or something.
Yeah,
sent me.
Yeah, I saw that.
So.
Yeah, man. It was probably somebody that just yelled at him from across the room. One of the JBs should have won. Fuck you, nigga.
Well, you said it was before, so it wasn't that. It can't be that.
Yeah, right.
He went from Killer Mike to Killer Fight.
Come on, man.
What?
Come on, what happened? Man. Go ahead, shoot that in the dumpster.
What happened?
You got you another
smiling.
Story?
You smiling?
I'm just smiling.
Now you chuckling.
I'm smiling.
Now you smiling.
I'm
smiling.
Failure
chuckling.
Sometimes funny,
nah,
nigga.
Man. It didn't fail. Somebody listen. We got thousands of people listening to this.
If you laugh.
One person laughed.
If you really
and if
legitimately
one person
laughed, laughed
it freaking
that.
Worked.
Listen, I think that was a, I don't know, man.
All right, another Black History news. I brought a lot of Black History stuff today since it's the start of Black History. So a man, Sauntering Thomas, presented 3 checks from 3 different racial discrimination settlements and said he was once more discriminated against. So a man sued his employer for racial discrimination, settled suit, took the settlement check to the bank to cash it. Then the bank didn't believe the check was real and called the cops on him, leading to another racial discrimination lawsuit. When I tell you
this
God will
amazing.
Bless you in mysterious ways, this is what this means.
That is hilarious.
He got a check for a racial discrimination suit.
For the win!
Took it to the bank, and they racially discriminated the man again, and he sued them and got another lawsuit.
Oh, my God.
This man is living life right. This is how you get your reparations. Oh, you want to be racist? All right, I'm going to do what y'all do. Sue.
He is living with, he's walking with God.
This Could you imagine the smirk on his face when they called the police on
I'm
him?
I'm seeing him right there with his gap teeth. He is happy.
Like, can you imagine that, though? Like, you in there cashing a racial discrimination while being racially discriminated.
We don't believe you. Are you serious?
like, hold on. I'm going to give you an opportunity. Are you sure you want to do this? Do you not read what this check is for? All right. Let's do it. I would call my attorney. Hey, you didn't pack up yet, did you? Why? What happened? I'm being racially discriminated in the bank for this racially discriminated.
Oh, that lawyer's like, oh really?
Yep. Do what you do.
Shannon, hold all my calls.
Tell him.
We got another one.
Hey, I'll wait at the bank. Just bring the next check. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Like, what's the irony of that?
I don't know, man. That lawyer's running around calling his other lawyer buddies. Fred, it hasn't been this good since the Me Too movement, buddy. I mean, we are winning right now. Yeah,
that's honestly crazy, dog. That's honestly crazy. Like, what's the chances of that? Like,
congratulations to this man. What's his name?
And you know what I would do? I would bring that check right back to that same bank and see
Sauntering Thomas?
Yeah, that's a wild name. But
I'm bringing
that check right back to that same bank and see what they do.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm definitely getting that bank.
I'm like, y'all want to run this back?
The one they didn't cash and the one that they paid me with, I'm going to them. Can you also give me this?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
This. And if I was an employee there, I'd be like, let me check, sir. Just the fuck.
I'd be like, y'all want to run this back? Y'all want to do this again?
Y'all motherfuckers want to do this again?
But then again, I'd be like, hey.
How much did he clean up with?
I don't know, but I'd be like, well, you maybe can Google it. But I was like, maybe I won't go back to that bank, not playing with them and try to take my money. So I'll just go to another bank.
Yeah. I mean, no. I would have them cash it out. And then tell them I'm taking my business.
Well, it depends how much money it is.
I'm taking all of it out. Yeah. I want to cash out all the money, and you know this is real because I sued you for it. And I'm gonna cash it all out, and I'll be going to Wells Fargo. Thank you, or some black bank.
That's funny, dog. Yeah, go put his name in there.
Man, Sauntering Thomas.
Yeah, that shit sounds crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, he was meant to be blessed with a name like that.
No, but
let's
I'm talking
be
about
honest.
Like. He ain't gonna get no job with a name like Thomas.
Thomas, you could probably pass with. If it was a Johnson, then we got a problem. Thomas wins case.
Lawsuit. You had it right there. Oh, California? Oh, Detroiter settles discrimination case.
Sauntery.
Okay, that's better than Sauntering.
I think it's Sauntor.
Okay, Sauntor.
Possibly, I don't know.
Okay, click on it.
Which one?
First one. It happened to... So Detroit man settles race discrimination lawsuit, then bank won't cash his check. Sauntor Thomas is reeling from 1-2 punch. First, Detroit sues employer alleging racial discrimination in a lawsuit that settled confidentially. Then he went to the bank this week to cash his settlement checks, but the I don't know what bank that is. Refused to cash or deposit his checks. Instead, they called the cops and initiated a fraud investigation. Actions that dumbfounded Thomas's lawyer triggered another lawsuit. Mm. On Wednesday, Thomas sued TCF Bank for alleged race discrimination, saying that the branch mistreated and humiliated him by calling for police officers when all he was trying to do was deposit legitimate checks. According to the police, the bank's computer system read the checks as fraudulent. Go down. Thomas isn't buying it, noting the check cleared 12 hours later. He's upset that two officers questioned him inside the bank while two others stood guard outside. He said, adding he was account holder for nearly 2 years at TCF branch. I didn't deserve treatment like that when I knew that check was not fraudulent.
Hold on. Where did he say that?
What?
I was an account holder at what?
Yeah. Right there. He's upset two officers questioned him inside the bank. He said he was an account holder for nearly 2 years at TCF branch. I didn't deserve treatment like that when I knew that the check was not fraudulent.
I don't deserve treatment like that.
Thomas told Free Press, I'm a United States veteran. I have an honorable discharge from Air Force. They discriminate against me because I'm black. None of this would have happened if I were white. Duh. We apologize. TCF apology said, we apologize for the experience Mr. Thomas had at our banking center. Local police should not have been involved. We strongly condemn racism and discrimination of any kind. We take extra precautions involving large deposits and requests for cash in this case. We were unable to validate the checks presented by Mr. Thomas. Regret we could not meet his needs. Go down. Thomas could not disclose the amount of settlement due to being part of a confidential agreement. That's how you know it was big.
Yeah.
Because if they had to call the police and wouldn't cash it, they ain't going to act like this on something small.
Listen, we're going to give you $2.5 million.
So
shut the fuck up.
Let's get it out of here. It was racks. So, yeah. Just know if they discriminate against you at the bank, sue. Get your settlement. We coming for it all. We ain't playing no more.
It's crazy how the world is coming.
Wait, go down. I saw a number. According to Wimber, Thomas wanted to deposit two larger checks in his bank account, which Wimber said had only 52 cents in it, and he wanted to cash $30,000 check. He said, go up. Thomas presented three checks written from Enterprise that day, one for $59,000, one for $27,000, and one for $13,000. They couldn't verify them checks were due to a settlement. And then he only had 52 cents in his bank account. That's why they thought the shit was fraudulent, Santor. But hey, it worked out in your favor. Go down. He said, adding the bank told him that the funds would be on hold for two business days and said that Thomas said fine. Thomas also wanted a new debit card because he told the bank his old one wasn't working. He said, adding that the request sounded unusual as well. That's funny.
The fact
went from 52 cents to 59,000 in a matter of
time. You know what's fucked up? Because this is banks playing games too, because he's not allowed to say how much it was disclosed to him, but they could say he only had 52 cents in his bank account. You see what I'm saying? Like they're trying to shit on him after he won, but he could easily.
He wasn't allowed to disclose how much because of the settlement agreement.
That's what I'm saying. That should be a settlement agreement too. You can't just talk about
the bank ain't part of that. That's between the Santor couldn't say it. The bank can say whatever they want to say. They ain't part of that agreement.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. How they take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. They could say whatever they want if you don't obviously say that in the agreement too. Okay, if I can't talk about this, if I can't talk about how much I made, don't talk about in any of my finances either in the public eye. Mm-hmm. Because why shouldn't I? Then I should be able to say how much I sued you for. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but that's funny as hell. You only had 52 cents, and it's sad, you know. Yeah. I've been there. I can't fret, but that shit's sad.
Nigga's been in negative before, 52 cents, he was doing pretty good. When a nigga was in negative. When a nigga been negative, you ride 52 cents. Negative.
That don't mean shit now. 52 cents. What can you buy with 52 cents nowadays?
Shit.
Yeah, exactly. You can't buy
discrimination
shit with
lawsuit
and whatever. Yeah,
a discrimination lawsuit.
Well, you can do that with zero. You know what I'm saying?
But
what else we got, man?
Besides the race war, you got civil war.
Well, there is a civil war brewing apparently in Texas, man. That's the next thing.
What's going on in Texas?
And I'm not saying there's a civil war,
voice.
But that's the...
A Republican-led committee in Congress heard testimony today about Governor Abbott's position on border security.
Abbott is accused of overstepping his authority and escalating a standoff with the White House, but nothing with today's testimony seemed to point to any solution. Fox 4's Stephen Dial live with details. Stephen.
You got a polo and a chain on.
The border is real, but there appears to
got
be
that Travis Kelce face.
Think about it. A Republican-led committee hearing in Congress started with the position that the Biden administration has failed to secure the border. That partisan tone dominated the debate over Governor Abbott's standoff with the White House on razor wire and other deterrents.
We have the right to defend ourselves. It is inherent. The Constitution reflects that, and it reflects the fact that governors and states should step in if the federal government refuses to do its job.
The committee, chaired by Texas Republican Chip Roy, Brent Webster is the first Assistant Attorney General of Texas. He was one of the four people who was invited to testify.
At no point is Texas contesting the right of any party to avail themselves of a legal port of entry. What's at issue is the invasion that occurs in the other locations that are not ports of entry.
Those locations between ports of
entry
are the flashpoints in this dispute. The Supreme Court appearing to side with the federal government's authority by ruling that federal border agents can cut down razor wire installed by DPS and the Texas National Guard.
This is a whole migrant situation going on where, you know, people are coming over from the south to the north, trying to make their way to America. And
so back to what used to be Mexico, basically?
I mean, well, apparently they're sending them everywhere, though, not just staying in Texas, you know, because the borders, the current government isn't doing their job. So the governor is fighting back and saying, hey, we're going to put up barbed wire fences and we're going to start, you know, going hard to keep these people out. And the U.S. government saying, nah, you can't do that. And so now they're kind of at a standstill where the National Guard, the Texas Guard, U.S. Guard, the Texas, their guard, whatever their guard is, and the Texas, all of them are there. And they're at the border right now. U.S. and Texas facing off against each other. Not to say they got guns drawn or nothing, but.
So the U.S. government wanted to let the migrants come in, and Texas trying to stop them, basically.
Essentially, you know, that's the biggest thing. Texas and the conversation. Government,
what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the you know. I mean, there's always been a whole you know, conspiracy that Texas one day will secede from the United States. That they always want to do that. They, you know, Texas always has their own thing. You know what I'm saying? Texas want their guns. They don't want
it'll be a war if they want the cowboys.
They said this is our state. Don't try to. If y'all changing, y'all change, but we ain't changing. This is what they try to say.
Keep that flat state.
Keep that flat state. You know, it's interesting. Interesting times. I don't know if it's going to anything.
Like, I get both sides. I sympathize with both sides because if I'm living in a third world country and I'm looking for a better life and I have no hope where I'm at, I'll do whatever I can too to get to a better life. So I get trying to get to America. But I also get Texas. If I live right there on the border and I'm seeing all these people coming through my backyard or maybe causing trouble in my neighborhood, I can see why you would be upset about that too. Because, you know, like I remember when Cubans first came to Florida, like Castro sent like the prisoners and the people they didn't want anymore first.
Right.
So then like people in Miami was upset about that because, you know, crime went up and all this stuff happened. So that's why people feel when they're living close to the border, they always feel like the worst of the worst is coming and not good people, which isn't always true. There's always some good people in there. So I get both sides.
They're just people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At the end of the day, and when you're in survival mode or whatever, or if you're downtrodden as hell, a lot of bad stuff can come from that too. You can choose a side. Just like here, niggas in the hood, you know what I'm saying? You could choose to become vocabulary. A drug dealer or whatever, or a killer or whatever, all these things. Or you could choose to, you know, go... Do something on the right side.
Get the Kelsey
we ain't calling it the goddamn Kelsey. We ain't giving them credit for that. You know,
next time I get a haircut, I'm gonna tell Tony, hey, give me that Kelsey fade.
Yeah, Kelsey fade. You know what I'm saying? It might be a Guatemalan barber you have next. You never know. They coming through.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? And this is my thing. I don't have a problem with people coming to America. I think the biggest thing is America's so tough right now. Prices up, people are broke, homelessness is crazy apparently outside of where the Chinese guy visited in San Francisco. Apparently it's all cleaned up now. Homelessness. But you know, there's a lot of it's heavy right now.
What I don't like about America though is, you know, they're hypocrites, because when all the white people first came and they were settling in New York, they were immigrants. They were, you know, making their way. Now, Mexicans try to come over and do the same thing. Illegal aliens. It's like, it's the same thing. They was leaving and coming to America for a better life, just like they trying to come to America for the better life. But since you don't want them, you paint it in a negative light versus when the Irish and all those people came over, you was good. But when we watched Gangs in New York, I know it was a movie, they was lawless. Niggas was crazy.
Everybody was. It was criminal. It was a lot of that shit. That's what happens when you just merge all these cultures together in the great experiment. But
food comes out good, though. Food always rises to the top.
America has pretty good food, man. In consistency to the rest of the world, I think we've innovated a lot. No?
Because what we considered American food ain't even American food, you know?
No, that's the point, though.
Yeah.
We're different cultures that have come together. We got a bunch of, like, if I go get Indian food here.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when someone's saying, what's American food? You think hamburgers and hot dogs and all that. Like, we ain't got no real cuisine, like,
That's the thing. Our cuisine is a mixture of everything.
No, I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying, when we think of America, when they say this American cuisine, that's what they be mentioning. Those type foods as American food. You know what I'm saying?
I would think they're wrong, because America is a big mall. The food court is a variety of many, many things. And it's
America
good things.
America is a big food court,
And you got many good things in that. Mm-hmm. And you go to other places in the world, they might only have one type of thing that's good. Or they might have a couple that's really good. Some of it you might not like at all. But America, most people come here, you can find something good to eat. Mm-hmm. You can find
them. But a lot of times when I go to these places, that's what I want. If I'm going to Japan, I want to try all the Japanese stuff. It's a variety. And then different cities got different spices and herbs.
Yeah. And I'm sure there are people that grew up and lived there, man, to say, I'm sick of this food. You know what I'm saying?
They would never talk down on udon and all that. It's sushi.
They probably like, man, Japanese, I love my culture's food, but man, I'm going to go to America Food Court.
I'm going to be honest with you. Some places you go to, you barely see any like fast food or anything. They just be eating their food. So it's like, I don't know if it's ignorance because they don't have any other options. Yeah. Or it's just like, we don't need that. We ain't fucking with that trash food. Give us a traditional food.
Yeah.
And they food be good. So it's like, can't be mad at them. Like, if I go to Ethiopia, you think I want to go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Give me that injera. Give me that daughter what?
Of course. But I'm just saying, like, all that you want is here. We got it all. We got it all. Mm-hmm. Everything you want. So that's one good thing to say about America. So Texas, listen, man, don't go too hard. I understand. We understand. You want to keep America, America. And there should be room for people to be like, yo, we got some trouble. We're trying to do better here. This is causing problems, making people more broke possibly because they're going to end up taking jobs from even more downtrodden people. Mm-hmm. It's going to cause a lot. So they got their issues. But if they do come in, let them come in and be NFL refs because these migrants will do better than any of them have done this year.
So let me tell you this. Everybody got their fight. Everybody got something they believe in, they fight in. I got a personal fight now.
Yeah.
You want to know what it is?
Go ahead. Spit your game.
You watching fucking Top Gun. Did you watch Top Gun? Because I told this man during the weekend, I said, Monday we talking about Top Gun, so watch it. And that was 2 days ago. So he butter had watched Top Gun. And then I came back later in the day and I hit him. I was like, hey. And don't try to be funny pulling that. I didn't watch it to be funny on the podcast shit. He said, no, I ain't going to do that because I know it's humor. And he said, I'm going to watch it. So did you watch it?
Cam, I'm going to watch it tonight.
I told you. I knew he was going to do this. I knew he was going
to
do this.
I no, swear you're not. To you, no, I didn't have not. Time.
You're a liar.
I didn't have time.
You're a politician.
I swear.
You're a politician.
No. You're a politician. Don't call me a politician.
You was on Epstein
Never.
Island.
No.
You was on the list.
No.
You're a politician.
No.
You're a liar. You pander to the black community just to get them to tune in to the pod. And then when they do, you don't get deliver hold on, anything hold on. You promise.
You're saying that I would do good to the black community.
No, you wouldn't.
By on Black History Month,
yeah.
By watching Top Gun.
Don't do that.
Is that what you telling
months
me?
Months before Black History Month, we've been trying to get you to watch it. Months. What so don't I, try to flip it. Like I'd you're a politician.
I
see,
can't watch Get
you're
Rich
doing this politician.
Trying?
No.
I can't watch
Top Gun. We were supposed to talk about it today on the pod.
I'm sorry, Cam.
No,
I do
apologize.
No, I do apologize.
You can't,
because
I can't
you've been
take
telling
that.
Me for a year now.
I can't take
now.
That apology.
You've been taking
actions over words. I'm not a words guy.
Okay.
Apologize with your actions.
I think there are other things we could get to real quick, though, right?
No.
No?
I want to make sure that you watch this. Y'all going to hold them accountable. Next Monday, we talking about Top Gun.
Rome's going
to
be back
he
by
trying
then.
To be funny.
Rome's going to be back by then. Cam, let's go to
Trap Phone.
Something else that no, trap before phone. Trap Phone, before Trap Phone, something else that, you know, might go a little deeper than Top Gun is Shaq.
Open up to a woman.
This is what Shaq recently went viral for saying about one of the crazy parts of this world as well. Make this a little smaller. No?
Yeah. Never. No, never.
When's the last time you think you've opened up to a woman?
We don't.
Yeah, your whole life?
We don't.
They gonna tell you you can't.
Because you know why?
But it's a trap.
Because you know why?
I'm trapped like a motherfucker.
No, I'm gonna tell you why. Because once you do, whenever something go down, they gonna throw it back in your face.
That's
why.
That's
why. So you can't.
I thought that's what we wanted.
You crackers, your dad left.
Yeah. Open up to a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Open up
offended.
To the one.
He was offended by that.
That's Steel right there. You remember Steel? That's my nigga Steel. Any thoughts about that? Or
I mean, there's
this
definitely
is Shaq. This is one of our heroes saying this nowadays.
Here we go.
Come on.
There's definitely been times in history where you open up to a person and they throw it back to you, but that could be man or woman, but I guess the stereotype is for a woman to do it. So I guess he was hurt by it, and he said never again. Because for him to get this strong about it, it had to happen to him.
And with the shades on, you think his eyes are red right there? About to cry.
He thinking about the exact woman that it happened to. Open from a man. He said never again. So that's trauma. Honestly, that's trauma right there.
I mean, well, there's a lot of guys with trauma then, because if that ain't a true statement, shit. I mean, you know, never open up to a woman. That's a hard thing to say, you know. And I get the sentiment nowadays that a lot of guys don't, you know, with seeing women online, you guys get scared, man.
I think maybe he should have said to any woman. But if it's your wife, if you can't open up to your wife, then damn, that sucks. You got to go through life with this one person. I can never be truly transparent and honest with her. That would be sad. So if he said any woman, I get that. If you just dating someone, you ain't got to tell them all your business. But you can't open up to your wife.
Open up to your wife. Let's think about this.
That sucks. That sucks.
Does your dad open up to your mom?
That'd be a question for my mom.
Or maybe for your dad.
I mean, or a question for my dad. But I would assume so. They've been married over 40 years. So, you know, they still going strong. So, something working. She know enough.
It might be not opening up.
Who knows? But,
who knows? Yeah, man. It's just, you know, it's a tricky thing, man. Relationships.
Yeah.
That's the end of that. Yeah. What else, man?
Trap phone.
Yeah, let's see what's popping on a trap phone. We've been getting hit up and hit out and bloop blop. And
we
got
to listen to him, man. We got to call somebody. Yeah. We got to call somebody.
Let's go through some. Voicemails. Yeah.
Let's do it. That rain. It's been raining all night. And all day thus far. It's kind of soothing, though. It's nothing like sleeping to the rain. Sleeping to the rain or sleeping to an ocean sounds.
Or the ocean best. Sound? Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm talking
yeah,
about like
yeah.
the real ocean.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Y'all funny as hell, man. I didn't answer my saying, hey, yo, what's going on, brothers? Look, man, I got a question. Me and my lady, we've been together for about 4 years now. We got kids together, you know what I'm saying? Real beautiful.
Don't do it! No, I'm just...
Everything good. You know what I'm saying? I cannot complain. But I think it's one of the love for damn mind. So this is my wife. This is baby mama. You know what I mean? So I'm willing to spend. I'm willing to do anything to keep her happy. You know what I'm saying? Of course, right? But just recently, she asking for a Dyson vacuum. Now, I don't know about y'all. A Dyson vacuum be costing $500. Yes, American dollars, 500. You can get them for 500, right? It don't make no sense to me. Because the Walmart one that we got worked perfectly fine. You know what I'm saying? So what do I do? You know what I'm saying? Do I do the taxes, get the tax return, then just do it? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I ain't no sucker. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what? You might just... got me fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But let me hear from y'all, man. You know what I mean? How should I move forward? You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all, keep up the good work. We fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real. All right.
Here's shout out to my man. This is 951 number. He ain't leave his name, but that's his Florida, I believe, right? 951?
Nah.
No? Okay, wherever that is.
954 is.
Okay, 951, wherever that is. Appreciate you.
Here's my two thoughts.
I like that he asked this.
He said he ain't no sucker, so he ain't no Dyson vacuum.
He ain't no Dyson vacuum. He said, you know, don't be coming at me with vacuum.
But here's my logic.
Go ahead.
I believe I'm a logical person.
We might be on the same.
Yeah, I believe I'm a logical person. She wants a $500 vacuum. Now, look, if you are one of these guys who don't want to clean up nothing, and you want her to clean, give her what she want to be able to clean. Like, provide her with the things to clean, especially if you don't want to do it. If you don't want any arguments about it, provide her with what she needs so that she can keep cleaning. Now, if you are a person that cleans, and say you the one who vacuums the house mostly, and she want a Dyson, be like, this don't make sense because this vacuum that I'm using, when I'm always vacuuming, who does all the vacuuming, works perfectly fine, so we don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. But if she doing all the cleaning, and you don't want to hear her mouth about you cleaning, get that vacuum. Sometimes you just got to spend money to say the peace and keep it the way it is.
Listen, bro, Cam is preaching right now. You need to take heed. What you doing is right. You are questioning things you need to question when it comes to your finances and how your household is handled. Good man. But when a woman, your woman, comes to you and asks for a gift for something that will help her keep the household maintained even to a better pedigree, you go all fucking out for that. Double shift, overtime. You got a woman that's not asking for a Gucci bag. She ain't asking for no goddamn, what are these other stupid brands that sound like
fruits?
What's
the new water bottle things that everyone going crazy for? The thermos thing.
The thermos. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, they call it like a doubly or some stupid shit like that. Yes. Like, or asking for, you know.
A BBL.
A BBL. She's not asking to put her life at risk for no reason, just to
get her to vacuum that sucks up dirt so she can suck you up later.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it's not for the decency of a woman with humility and grace to come up to you and say, baby, get me a better vacuum, please.
But honestly, I think it's a good deal.
To clean up your house, a gift to help you at the end of the day, you do it.
Also, it's like only way I
help her help you.
Only way I would fight back against this is like if there's more pressing needs, we need this money to go to in the meantime. Like it needs, the bill needs to be paid.
If you got a car, if you're like,
baby, I would love to get you a vacuum, but remember we got to pay off this loan.
But you don't even tell her no. You say we're gonna save up the next couple months. I'm gonna put a couple dollars, but we're gonna get it. Give me a couple months, give me a couple weeks, whatever it long takes. Be smart about it. But if your woman requests something like that from me, she ain't requesting Starbucks gift cards. Okay?
That'd probably be cheaper.
She probably ain't requesting. But
You lost us on that one.
Well, it might be cheaper, but it just makes you angry. Because the coffee is too damn expensive. It don't make sense.
But Yeah, you got good problems. He got good problems, so let's keep those problems. It could be worse problems.
You are living. So, God bless both of you.
You got a good one.
I love
man.
To hear two people come together, especially in this generation where ain't nobody doing shit.
She sounds very logical, responsible.
You have kids. You
know, trying to do what's best for the family. Y'all both doing what's best for the family.
You do what's best for the family.
You providing, and she's doing what she does. Exactly. She maintaining. You provide, she maintaining.
Yep.
I think it's a good deal. It's like when we have girls over here cook for us, we buy the food, then they cook. Or if they buy the food and cook, then we wash the dishes or something like that. It's just a good trade-off.
Right.
So.
So, that's
Let's get
that.
Another one. Let's get
you
another
want
one.
Another
that
one?
That was good.
All right. Have you gotten any calls from anybody lately with any interesting conversations?
Yeah, telemarketers.
Telemarketer.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is from the 205.
Yo, Trap House, what's going on? This is Antoine from Tuscaloosa.
Antoine.
What's going on, man? I've been following y'all for a long time, man. Y'all very funny. I'm glad to see all the success y'all been having. One of my favorite stories, well, skits, that is when Rome hook up with the nasty girl. Oh, my God. That's funny. And I love his angel story as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, y'all continue much success. And, keep up the good work. Can't wait to see more content.
God bless.
Ain't that ironic? We just talking about vacuuming in the dirt, and he bring up Dirty Girl. That's who needed a vacuum. If you ever seen that skit, that woman needed a vacuum for that house.
She needed a vacuum.
And that was based on true story. So
yeah, that's ironic coming off a vacuum.
Yeah, that's ironic. Let's do one more. One more, then a call you want to do? You want to call somebody? Or just,
we can call. You want me to bring up a text maybe, or should I?
Let's call the vacuum dude. That'll be funny.
Well, let's listen to one more, and then if we want to call him back.
This is Tiana. I've been listening to your show for the last couple years now. And, you know, I was just smoking up a little the greenery and watching me some Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And I was like, man, what's that one was I watching?
Meatball? Oh, the milkshake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sound like she answered
Frylock.
You.
Her room sound like Frylock. So it'd be like Frylock. That sometime. Love y'all. Have a good one. Shout out from Texas. Blah, blah, blah. Bada bing, bada boom. Bye.
Enjoy your cannabis and your cartoons.
Cannabis and cartoons,
it.
CC.
We appreciate it. And make sure you stay out of that civil war in Texas. But let's call Vacuum Dude. It'd be funny.
That's a nice little new lingo. CC me on that. You know what I'm saying? Talking to a girl.
Let's call the Vacuum Dude. You don't like let's call the Vacuum Dude. All
right, Vacuum. You're getting ahead of yourself, the first guy, right?
Yeah, you're getting ahead of yourself.
From Corona, California.
951. Hello. That rain is raining.
Bruh.
Buy that vacuum. Buy that Dyson, boy.
Bruh, buy that Dyson immediately.
Buy that Dyson.
Bruh, for real?
Buy that Dyson. Nigga. Buy that
Dyson. Keep the peace in your house and keep it clean in your house. Buy that Dyson.
We don't care if you got to wait 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 months to save up for that, man. You buy that thing.
You live on the pod right now.
You know what I'm saying? She's going to keep the house clean every day.
Yeah. Then do what you got to do. That's a good trade-off.
She investing in you. You invest in her. If she taking business, you handle that. Come on, bro. Okay. I love that you asking these questions, though, because it shows that you thinking. You're not willing to get taken advantage of. So that's what I appreciate. But damn it, you buy that woman that vacuum.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be a dusty dude.
In the way that you put that, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you don't want to be a dusty dude because she's going to just vacuum you up.
Hey. Or maybe you want her to. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you give her the Dyson, she's going to give you the Dyson.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all give each other Dysons.
Good little trade-off.
Hey, bro, what's your name, man?
My name is Leo. I'm from San Diego.
Leo from San Diego, okay. Man. We appreciate your call, bro. We filmed this one on the pod, so check it out.
All right. Appreciate y'all, fellas, man. Y'all say much love.
All right. Love, bro. We're going to save you in the trap phone, too.
Lock you in. Cool. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Right. Peace.
He don't sound like he's from Cali. Sound like an expat, like he moved to Cali.
He moved to Cali. Where would you think he from?
It sounds southern a little bit. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I didn't hear a Cali accent.
Cali people sound a little southern.
Yeah, but they'd be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe well, like
that's,
you
that,
know.
That's Fresno Cali.
Okay, I don't know. But that one
that sounded a little more E40-ish.
he sounded like he moved
proper
to Cali.
He might be a proper Cali speaker.
You know, I ain't been to San Diego yet, which is ridiculous.
San Diego's nice.
But
if you're looking for just a comfortable, nice, relaxing weekend, especially.
So I don't know what the San Diego accents are like, but I know that the crime there, don't do no crime in San Diego. They like their conviction rate is like 95%. So if you get arrested there, you going to jail.
Jesus.
Or you getting something, like, don't do nothing there.
Jeez.
So yeah.
Let me see if we got any texts to see what's up. Cam, do you want to see if we got Instagram?
Instagram what?
And if there's any good ones from fans, maybe.
Move your hand.
We doing it live on the pod. Live on the pod. Damn, I can't believe Justin Bieber's are clones. JB's. Shout out to Popo, hit us up just a minute ago and said, yo, I just got through listening to the episode when you and Cam were talking about life and happiness, purpose. Shit was enlightening. A youngin' needed to hear that shit. That's awesome. Shout out to Popo.
So someone sent us this Reddit thread of group of dedicated photos of husbands waiting for their wives while they shop. And all these niggas asleep. Look at this.
What happened?
So it was a thread on Reddit dedicated to photos of husbands waiting on their wives while they go shopping.
That's hilarious. Hold on. Let me make sure they can see it, too.
Oh.
That is funny. There you go. Oh, swipe that way. Excuse me.
Go up.
This way. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right. So this was the beginning.
That man is knocked out in the furniture. There's no way. He just sat down on the ground.
In Marshalls.
How you know it's Marshalls?
Because the cart says Marshalls.
Oh, shit. Yeah. good eye.
That dude knocked out.
Oh, that he dude, getting a good sleep right there. He looked like he about to be in the next up.
All his pants in his crotch.
Jesus.
On the steps.
I never ever want to be a man like that. Go back to that dude on the chair. Go back. You got a male fupa.
You better get in the gym.
You got a fupa, bro.
You better get in the gym.
Oh, yeah. You goddamn right.
That nigga to the left is fed up.
They both just upset. Do this? Why do women drag their men to the store with them?
Look, anytime I've ever gone shopping with a girl, it's like, give me an incentive. Come out with it on. Let me go in there with you. Like, that's the incentive. If it's not, then it's this. You just fed up.
Yeah.
You got your fupa out.
But there's never... What is the incentive to go shopping with your girl? Even if you just... they want you to pay for it, but...
Fun.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I'd just be like, take this and go do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
But all right, what are we doing?
That's the best time to beat off when your girl at the mall shopping.
What are we doing before we move on?
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard.
Let me just see. I'm just shouting back out to Popo real quick, just saying thanks.
All right, while they do that, let's go back to this mouse is going to be the death of me.
Make sure you're pointed.
Come on. There we go. Go to mine. I got one more thing I want to talk about. Dude, bear. So this dude's in the middle of Alaska, and a bear just walks up calmly to him.
That's a baby bear.
There ain't no baby bear.
No one to walk away.
And sits down.
No one to use your bear spray.
Absolutely not.
Right now, he's just going to the river.
Oh, my bad. God damn it. How
are you going there?
When do you get comfortable? Alaska's incredible.
You gotta know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Or know when to use your bear spray.
I'm gonna have that bear spray ready, boy.
Right now,
that's a grizzly or a brown or is that the same?
Grizzly bear. But it's a small one.
Yeah, our first line of defense is to really kind of assess their body language, what their intentions are. And then
that small one can rip you to pieces.
Then
absolutely.
Would use this pepper spray. And I would definitely use it at this distance. Spray it. Spray her. I see now this is actually grandma. Spray her from this distance if she was going to be aggressive. Right now she's just kind of just looking around, assessing.
That's why you got to always keep a pack of beef jerky on you.
Kind of giving us a little glance.
Got to have some trade-off.
Give me that bear spray. But or gun.
No, I need all of
trade-off.
It.
I ain't got time to be breaching. I ain't be breaching with no jerky.
Down right here.
Well, I ain't gonna be this close to it.
Check out the river.
But if it just snuck up on me.
Where you going there?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
White people different.
Have you ever seen, am I wrong, but is there something bigger than a grizzly bear?
Polar bear?
Nah, polar bear I think I seen a bear. This guy was walking in Alaska and he was showing bear prints and he was like, this bear print. And it was huge, this bear print.
A huge grizzly bear. A grizzly bear is a polar bear. But they have this one called
Kodak bear. I think that's the... They look huge.
Like, same. Them niggas, I ain't fucking with no bear, dog. But if I had to, give me a black bear. Or a panda bear. Or a koala bear. I ain't rocking with that. Mm-mm.
See, these look crazy big.
Mm-mm.
Like, look at the paw on that.
Mm-mm. I hate that though. Like I hate game hunting, especially when they don't eat it. It'll be like you just killing these things.
Have you seen these dudes who kill boars
those different because
where is
they
that?
Invasive,
is it in Texas or in Australia?
Species and they ruining the climate and stuff. So
they'd be fucking them up.
They
boy.
Need to be killed. Yeah, there's too many of them. But when it's like you just going to go bear hunting because you just want to kill a bear, like come on, man.
I mean, as long as the bear's not an endangered species, and two, if you're using it,
You can't just kill it, kill it.
You gotta eat it. You gotta eat it. I don't want you.
You gotta
this as a
use
trophy.
The skin and the hair and all that shit has to be. It should be processed or something. You can't just kill it. Just kill it. But
like I used to want to go hunting bad when I was young, but now like that I won't eat whatever I'm gonna hunt. I don't even want to do it no more. I go fishing. I'll eat that, but since I can't eat it, I don't want to kill nothing I ain't going to eat.
Fishing's cool. I like fishing, man.
I like sea fishing, though. I like fishing
I
want to
try
ocean.
That, too. I haven't done that.
Like, for a dude take you to a spot, like, this is where the fish at. Let's get it.
I want to go to Alaska, man. I ain't going to lie. I've been watching these dudes called the this one guy and his family. It's called the Outdoor Boys. Mm-hmm. And I think he lives in Alaska or Canada. I think it's Alaska. Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful out there, man. He be going all these hikes by himself 4 days, just him, tenting. And he knows how to do it. And I admire so much that he knows what to do to survive. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because ain't nobody out there coming to save you.
But it's just like, I want to learn that shit. I want to know how do you, like, just because you never know when shit goes down. You never know.
I was supposed
you
to
never
go
know.
February of last year.
Yeah.
I was going. I was getting ready to buy my ticket, go with my homegirl. We're going to go see the Northern Lights.
Oh, nice.
In Alaska. Then my grandfather,
say,
unfortunately.
That's where God lives.
Yeah, my grandfather unfortunately passed.
Mm,
and all that stuff had got canceled. But
damn, that was last year?
I was just about to go, yeah.
Damn.
February last year, I was so ready because Alaska, you know how much Alaska content I watch, so I was so ready. But I'll get up there. I'm going to still go. My parents.
Are you
going to
go with that girl?
I'll still go with her, yeah.
You probably should just buy her a Dyson vacuum. That probably service you better.
But she know people up there. Like, she got, like, one family. Like, her best friend's mom live up there. Like, her best
friend. She's a black
died.
Person or something else?
Who, my friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
black. Oh, okay. How many black people live in Alaska?
Her best friend mom live up there, and she go check on her mom because her best friend died.
Oh, okay.
So she's close to her best friend's kid who's with the mom. So it's right. She been up there a couple times, but we wasn't going to go stay at that place. We was going further up to see the...
Right.
But yeah, got to go.
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, trap line is 301-326-5737. Please hit us up at any time. We don't always answer, but we'll hit you back at some point. We're gonna talk about a dedicated day. I know Roman Cam brought that up. Rome's back by next week. He's here by Wednesday, I think he said. And we're gonna get back to it. Marvin, that should have passed, but Comedy Trap House News, stay tuned for that. And Mayhem Hour, you know what it is. Sorry I missed last week, but
he ain't sorry.
I am
just like
sorry.
He ain't sorry
no,
for
no,
Top
no.
Gun. He ain't sorry, y'all.
A little different. It's a little different. But yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, good seeing you. Comedy Trap House. We out this thing. Peace.
Yep.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.